Welcome to LiveDoff, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, or Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, says the Gemara, Tana Rabban. We learned in the Braisa. Masa b'chased echad, a story with a chased, a devout fellow, shei mispal b'derech, he was praying, he was davening on the road. Bosar echad, a non-Jewish general approached him, v'nasan le'shalom, and offered him a greeting. Lo'yeser le'shalom. The chassid did not interrupt his tefillah, did not respond to the greeting. Himtun lo'y, the general waited patiently, asher siyam tefillah, until the chassid completed his tefillah. La'achar asher siyam tefillah, after he completed, amar lo'y, the general turns to him in amazement, and he says, Reika, you boor, v'aloy chassid b'saraschem, doesn't it say in your Torah, Rak yishom alecha shmonafshecha. One is meant to guard his life. Uksiven, it says, v'nishmarta ma'od l'nafshecha. One is meant to guard his life very much. So if so, why did you behave in this manner and place yourself in sakana and danger? K'nirisate lecha shalom, and I offered you a greeting. Lomo le'yachzarte l'shalom. Why did you ignore me? Why didn't you respond? Ema yisi chaysich es roishcha b'sayif. If I would have chosen to cut off your head with a sword, mi haya tovei azdam chamayadi? To who would I have been accountable to? Why did you place yourself in sakana and danger? Amalei, so the chassid responds calmly, and he says, Hamtinli, please wait for me. Asher fayescha b'dvarim, until I appease you with words, I'll explain to you the meaning, the reason for my behavior. Amalei, so the chassid said as follows, Ilu hayisa oimed lefnei melech basar v'dam, if you would have been standing in front of a human king, and ubacha vercha v'nasal hashalom, and your friend approaches you in the middle of the audience with the king and offers you shalom, hayisa masale, would have you interrupted the audience and responded to your friend's greeting? Amalei, he says, surely not love. V'mayisa masale, says the chazal, if you would have responded to him, what would have happened? What would have been the consequence? Mahayu oisim lecha, what would they have done to you? Amalei, so the general says, hayu chayischem es reishi b'sayif, they would have cut off my head with a sword. Amalei, so the chassid told him, "Valedvarim kavachomer." Then it certainly stands to reason we can make up on kavachomer. Uma ato. Certainly, in your case, shayisa oimed lefnei melech basar v'dam, you were merely standing in front of a human king. Shayim kan amach bekever. Today is alive, and tomorrow is in the grave. His power so limited. Kach, you would have accorded him this type of respect. Ani, certainly in my case, shayisa oimed lefnei melech malcham hakadosh baruch hu. I was standing in front of the King of Kings, Hashem Yisbarach. He's everlasting. He lives on forever and ever. Certainly, I needed to accord him the proper cover, the proper respect, and could not have interrupted in the middle of my tefillah with Hashem. Now the general understood, and miyad, immediately in his spice, he says, sorry, became appeased. The chassid departed to his home in peace. Ask Mefarshim, how was the chassid allowed to do this? How was he allowed to place himself in danger in a makam sakana? Explain to Mefarshim that he detected that this general wasn't your typical haughty general, from the fact that he approached him and he offered him a greeting, he offered him Shalom Aleichem. So he felt that this wasn't this haughty and dangerous fellow, and he wasn't placing himself in a makam sakana by postponing his response. Continues the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, "Filu nachash karach al hakeva leyasik." When one is in the middle of davening, even if a snake is coiled around his heel, he may not interrupt. Rabbi Yehuda says it means to interrupt with words, to call out for help. The Rush says even merely to leave your makam tefillah, to leave your place of tefillah, that also is included in the words loy yapsik. He may not interrupt. This restriction is only said regarding el nachash, a snake, since the snake is not really so prone to biting. Aval akrav, however, a scorpion, that is, he's more prone to harming a person, poisik, and he may interrupt the middle of his tefillah. Maybe we have a brisa that seems to equate a nachash with an akrav. Says the brisa, nafal luguvarayus, if a fellow falls into a lion's den, ein miidin olav shemes, we may not testify to allow his wife to remarry simply on account of the fact that he fell into the lion's den. Explains Rashi, perhaps they weren't hungry and they didn't harm him. However, says the Braisa, Nafal Chafira, He fell into a pit of Malaya Nechoshim Akrab, full of snakes and scorpions. Me'idin al Shemes. We may testify on account of him having fallen into this pit. We assume that they indeed did harm him. So we see that the Brisa equates the danger of snakes with scorpions. Unlike Rav Sheshet's distinction between the two, he maintains that a snake is not as dangerous as a scorpion. Says Gemara Shani Hasan, there is different. When one falls into this pit and falls on top of the snakes and the scorpions, the Agav Itzitza, since there was pressure, he landed on them, Maski, they in turn harm him. But in an ordinary circumstance, we can assume that a snake is not as dangerous as a scorpion. Continues the Gemara, Omar Vitzchak, Rosh Shvarim. One is more of davening, he sees a bull and he considers himself to be in danger. Pesach, he may interrupt. In turn of Aisha, Marchikim, a sure tam, one must distance himself from a sure tam, a bull, even though he's a tam, he doesn't have a record of goring. Chamish mama, distance himself 50 yama. Umishar mu'ad, and from a bull that's a habitual gorer, kumloyena, from as far as the eye can see. Tanamish medra meir, reish turba tikula, even when the head of the bull is buried in his feeding basket, solik irgur, go up to the roof, to the attic, v'shodi dargum v'tutzach, and remove the ladder, meaning take great care to distance yourself from a bull. Omer Shmuel, hanemil, this is only b'shar shachar, black bull, ubiyomi nisan, days of nisan, days of spring, when he sees the grass growing, and his mood becomes expansive, v'mesha satan, miraculous, in karna of the satan, the evil inclination is dancing between his horns, meaning he becomes in this expansive mood and he tends to have to generate this destructive tendency to harm and to be mazik. Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'aseh b'makom echad sh'ya'arid. There was a place where a arid, some say arvad, this type of creature was present and endangered the people. Rashi says an arvad is a product of a crossbreed between a snake and some type of turtle. So this arvad was being mazik sabrius, very mazik sabrius. Bo, they came, voidiuler, chanim, and they informed them that there is a arvad endangering people. Amalam, so he told them, Heru is chari, go show me his hole, his burrow. Heru is chari, they pointed to him, to the burrow. What did chanim, and do? Nosan akevi al pi achari, placed his heel on top of the chari of the arvad. Yotza, v'noshchai. The arvad emerges, bites Rabbi Chanina Medeisa, umeisa isi aroid, and immediately he died. Explains Rashi, in the name of the Bahag, that the nature of this arvid is when he bites a person, whoever makes it to water first wins. If the arvid makes it to water first, then the person dies. In the reverse, if the person reaches water first, then the arvid will die, and there was a miracle that suddenly a mayan, a well appears right there, and Chanina made it to the water first, and the arvad dies. Says the Gemara, not like Sefer of Chanina took the arvad up, put it on his shoulder, and he displayed it. Ve'avil beis hamedrash, he brought it to beis hamedrash. Amar lamani declared, "Ru'u banai, look my children. Ein arvad memis, elachet memis. It's not the arvad that harms, but rather the sin of the person that harms him. The arvad is merely an agent from Shemayim to pay the retribution, to be admonished, to punish one on account of his sins." Concludes the Gemara, Ba'isay Shah Amru. They said at that time, Oilay la Adam Shaparagu by Arvad. Woe to the person who was struck by this creature. Ba'oilay la Arvad. Woe to the Arvad Shaparagu by Rechanin Medaisa, who was killed by Rechanin Medaisa. Since Rechanin Medaisa was pure, was free of any avarice, the Arvad had no control, no power, no control over him. And indeed, he was harmed and killed by Rechanin Medaisa. Asked the Mefarshim, how was he able to do so? How was he able to place himself in a makam sakana? Even though he was free of sin, he was a tzadik gomer, he was a righteous person, but one is not meant to place himself in makam sakana in any event. Explained the Mefarshim, Rav Chanina Medeisa was of such high stature that he was l'mala miteva, he was higher, he was elevated from the laws of ordinary nature, and therefore he had no concern from the threat of the arvad. Continues the Mishnah, Maskir and Gvuris Geshomim Tchias HaMesim. We mentioned Gvuris Geshomim, praise on behalf, on account of Hashem's strength of bringing us rain. What do we mention? Masha V'ruach Mer Degeshem, that is recited in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Gemara will explain exactly why. U'she'ela b'berachas Hashanim. We ask for rain in the bracha of Berachas Hashanim, Baruch Aleinu, we say V'sein Talamata. And finally, v'havdalah, where do we recite the differentiation, havdalah, between Chodesh and Chol, on Matzei Shabbos, B'chonin Hadas, and the bracha of Atachonin. Rabbi Kiva, Omer a bracha revias v'fnei atzma. We compose a separate bracha for havdalah. It is the fourth bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. We insert it in Berachas Hadah in Moedim. So you have three shitas. Either it is inserted in Atachonin, or it is set aside as a separate bracha, or it is included in Berachas Hadah. Continues the Gemara. Maskirin Gvuris Kishamim. We insert Gvuris Kishamim in Tchias HaMesim. My time and why? Om Rav Yosef, mitoich sheshkula k'tchis ha-meisim, since it is tantamount, it is equated, Hashem's provision, Hashem's giving us rain, which allows the produce to grow and provides sustenance and life for us, that is tantamount, that is equal to tchis ha-meisim, it is shkula k'tchis ha-meisim, therefore it belongs. L'fichach kavua, they establish it in the bracha of tchis ha-meisim. Why is the request for rain inserted in Baruch Aleinu, my time, Omer Rav Yosef, Mateishi Parnasa? Since it is sustenance, request for rain is a request for Parnasa, for sustenance, therefore it belongs, Lefichach Kavua, Bebrichas Parnasa, belongs in the Bracha of sustenance. And finally, Havdalah B'chayin Hadas, my time, Omer Rav Yosef, Mateishi Chachma. Since it requires wisdom in order to differentiate properly between holiness and mundane, it requires wisdom for one to truly value the chashiv is the value of the sanctity of Shabbos. That requires chachma. Therefore, kavua, they established it in the birchas chachma of Atachonim. V'rabban Amri, a different reason why it belongs in Atachonim, tekshi choil, since it relates to weekdays, the differentiation between kodesh and choil, so they would kaveya it in the first bracha, in the first weekday bracha, which is Atachonin, Ficha Kavua, Bevichas Choyl. Continues the Gemara. Omar Vami. G'doyla Deya. Wisdom is so great. Deya is so great. Rasha explains this to me. Ruach HaKodesh, the ultimate connection with Hashem, is great. Shenitna b'bein shtei oisiyes. We find that it is placed between the two letters of Hashem. Shenema ki keil. Deya is placed between keil and Hashem. One who doesn't bother to use his mind to try to understand, one may not have mercy on him. They're not a nation of understanding. Who is maker will not have mercy on him. One doesn't bother to use his capacity for understanding and for wisdom. We don't have mercy on such a person. Great is the Beis HaMikdash, which is in between the two structures, it mirrors the two structures of heaven and earth, of the Migdash Shalamala and Migdash Shalamata. Connects, it's a synthesis between these two realms of the Elyonim, the spiritual heavens, and the Tachtonim, the physical world down here. It combines everything, synthesizes everything, and it is great. Shenitam ben shtei oisiyes, it is placed, it is in between those two. Oisiyes, the two titles of Hashem, one denoting Hashem in heaven, and one denoting Hashem's hanhaga, Hashem's behavior and hanhaga in this world. Shenemar, pa'alta Hashem migdash. Pa'alta Hashem is one Hashem migdash. The Beis HaMikdash comes in between the first Hashem and the second Hashem, which are reference to the Hashem, the hanhaga, the arrangement of Hashem's Bria in heaven above, as well as the Hashem, the Hanhaga of Hashem down here in this world. One who does have true wisdom and understanding, makes an effort to connect Hashem with wisdom and understanding of Hashem through his Torah, mitzvahs, kilu, nivne beis hamidash b'yamav, that is equal as though the beis hamidash was built in his days. Explained by Farshim, the Beis HaMikdash was Hashem's resting place in this world. It was the Makam HaShechinah. So to a person who looks to understand Hashem, to connect to Hashem, and have Hashem's wisdom absorbed within him, he connects to Torah and to Tefillah, and this way he understands Hashem. So Hashem's Shechinah rests on him, and he too is considered as though he is building a Beis HaMikdash for Hashem in this world. Says the Gemara, What do we find as Deya Nitna Ben Shtei Oisiyis? Deya, wisdom and understanding of Hashem is given in between the two Oisiyis, as mentioned earlier. So too, Migdash, Nita Ben Shtei Oisiyis, and Migdash as well, comes between the two names of Hashem, as we just mentioned. Therefore, we equate it to one who has Deya. It is as though he is creating a Beis HaMikdash for Hashem within him. Maskeflor Rav Acha Karchino, he challenges us, and he says as follows, Mi'ata, if so, Mi'ata G'doyla Nekama, vengeance Nekama is also great, because we find, Shenitna Ben Shtei Oisiyis, we find that too is situated between two Oisiyis of Hashem's name, Shnema Kael Nekama is Hashem. Amar Leisi says yes, B'milsei Mi'a G'doyla Hi, in its place, in its proper context, when a comma is used properly, it is, too, a great thing. V'hayinu damar ula, shtei nekamas halalu, lama. We find that the Torah, the Pasuk, makes reference to nekama twice. What is the purpose of the nekamas being mentioned twice? Achas la'toiva, one is for good, for benefit. V'achas la'ra, one is for destruction. Explains the Gemara la'toiva, for the benefit. Hashem appeared from Harparon, explains Rashi. When the Goyim rejected the Torah, Hashem appeared and he was a fia. He allowed the Jews to be freed from their financial commitment in certain aspects to the Goyim. For instance, Rashi explains when a shayr bull of a Goy damages a shayr of a Yid, he must pay. However, in the reverse, if a shayr of a Yid damages a goy, shayr is potter, and this is on account of them rejecting the Torah, and therefore Hashem was mafkim amoinam, as the Gemara explains elsewhere, he allowed leniencies regarding the money of the goy. So this is l'toyo to our benefit. L'ra, what do we find that the vengeance was for destruction of Siv? Kel nekomais Hashem, Hashem took the koma vengeance on the goyim. Kel nekama yisayfiya. So we find twice nekama in this pasuk. Kel nekama Hashem is destruction against the goyim, and the second one, kel nekama yisayfiya, the vengeance on the goyim took a positive note, benefited us on the fact that he was mafkir their mamain to Yisrael. Continues the Gemara regarding Havdalah. Rav Akiva Omer, where does he say it? Omer bracha rvias ifnei atzma. It is composed as a separate bracha, as a fourth bracha shmoneh esrei. Omale Rav Shimon bar Abba l'Rav Yechonon. Rav Shimon bar Abba asked Rav Yechonon, I don't understand. How could there be a machlokes regarding Havdalah? It's something we do every week. Michti, let's take a look. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the sages of this great assembly, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the 120 Chachamim, the time of Ezra, which contained some Nevi'im, they were the ones who composed all the tefillahs, the liturgy. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Tikkunim Yisrael, they compose the brachas, the blessing, tefillahs, the prayers, the kedushas, avdolahs, all the different parts of our service. So let's take a look what they were masakin. Nichsei Yechid Tikkun. Let's go see what they composed and how they were masakin, how they established the takkan of avdolah. How could there be a machlekes regarding this type of thing? Omar Leis, Rabbi Yechon explained as follows. There were different stages in the takkan of avdolah. Betchila, originally, when they arrived from Golos, they were impoverished, they were poor, and therefore kavod b'tefillah. They were masakin that one should recite Havdalah in tefillah, not on a cup of wine. They couldn't afford it. Heshiru, once they became more affluent, kavod l'kais, then they went and they were masakin that Havdalah should take place on a cup of wine. But then henu, then Klal Yisrael again became impoverished and poor. Chazru v'kavod b'tefillah. Then they reenacted the takkan of tefillah. So, at the point, in the middle stage, when Havdalah used to take place, Al-Kois explains Rashi, it was the shtakeach takkan of Ezra. The takkan of Ezra was forgotten, since it wasn't practiced. Therefore, the details were lost, and that allowed room for a machlokes. Concludes the Gemara, Vehem Amru, even though they put it back to the tefillah, they still said, nevertheless, Hamavdo but tefillah tzorach shiavdo alakois. Even though you make Havdalah during tefillah, nevertheless you should also make Havdalah alakois. Itmar nami, Omer Rav Chibar Abba Rav Yechon, Ashe Knesset HaGdolah tiknu lam Yisrael. Brachos, utfilois, kedushos v'havdalos. And betchilah initially, kavua betfilah, they established that Havdalah should take place during tefillah. Heshiru, they became more wealthy. Kavua alakois, they decided that it should take place with a cup of wine. Chazru enu, they became impoverished again. Chav kavua betfila, they restored it back to tefila. Veim amru, however, they said hamavda betfila, although you make bracha during tefila, tzarech sheyavdal akoyis, you should also be mavdil on a cup of wine. Itra nami, Rabbi Yosef and Tavayu, they both said hamavda betfila. Nevertheless, tzarech sheyavdal akoyis. So one is meant to do both havdol tefila and alakoyis as we practice today. Amar Rava, mazvina hashmaitin. We have a stira from the brisa which indicates otherwise. Tov la'yizkets gvuras gesham tchias hameisim. One who omits reference to Hashem's gvuras gesham, he omits mash v'roch mer de geshem. She'ela b'chaz hashonim, he omits the request for rain in baruch aleinu. In both cases, machzir and oisoi, he needs to go back and daven again. V'havdola b'chayin hadas, however, if he omits havdola in chayin hadas, in machzir and oisoi, he need not go back because, since he has a second option, he can always make havdola on a kois. So apparently, the Bryce is merely referencing the havdola on a kois as a last resort option, but it's not something one is meant to do, l'chatchila. So this is in contradiction to what was mentioned earlier, that one is meant l'chatchila, to make two havdolas, one on tefillah, one on kais. As the Gemara lo tema, don't say v'neishu yochalem rakais, because he can also make tefillah b'havdolah kais, ella, but rather ema, you should say as follows. V'nei, why does a person not need to repeat Shemini Esrei on account of his omission of havdolah? It is because v'neishu omer alakais, since he will indeed make havdolah kais. Therefore, since he will make havdolah anyways on kais, it is not so crucial and doesn't invalidate his tefillah. Itmar nami Amar Binyamin and Yefes Shal Rabbi Yosi as Rabbi Yechon Betzidan. He asked Rabbi Yechon in Tzidan the following question. Some say it was Rabbi Shimon and Yaakov de Mitzur as Rabbi Yechon. Ve'ano Shamis. Rabbi Binyamin and Yefes saying, I overheard the conversation. What was the question they asked Rabbi Yechon? Hamavda betfilah. So he asked Rabbi Yechon as follows. If one makes a tefillah during Havdalah during tefillah, is he required also to make Havdalah Akois? Although you're not, is havdalah during tefillah sufficient? Bar Marlein responded, yes, indeed, tzarech sheyavdal akoyis. In addition to havdalah during tefillah, he needs to make havdalah also al akoyis. Says the Gemara, what about in reverse? If one made havdalah al akoyis, hasn't yet davened, ibaylu, hamavdal akoyis, ma'o sheyavdal betfillah, does he now need to make havdalah during tefillah as well? Omar Rachmar Yitzchak, kavachaymer. We can make a kavachaymer to prove the halach. Kavachaymer betfillah. If we see that regarding tefillah, which is the initial takana, it is the primary takana, that was the first takana, to make havdalah during tefillah. Still we find, Amri, we find that hamavda b'tefillah, although he made havdalah, he was mekayim and fulfilled the preferred manner, the primary havdalah. He did havdalah b'tefillah. Nevertheless, tzarech sheyavdalah kois, we require him to add another havdalah during havdalah kois. Certainly, havdalah kois, if one merely made havdalah kois, which is the secondary havdalah, the lav ikra takanti, it is not the primary havdalah, lo shkol shekein, certainly, of course, he's required to also make havdalah betfilah. So, in conclusion, according to this shita in the Gemara, many opinions hold that one is required to make two havdalahs, betfilah and also ala kois. Now we'll see another opinion which holds differently. Tana of acharicha kamei der achinina, hamavdalah betfilah, Meshubach Yoser, that is more preferred than Mishi Yavdal Akois. Havdalah with tefillah is primary. But if he goes and chooses to make a double Havdalah in tefillah and Alakois, Yenuchal Brachas Al Roshay, Brachas blessing shall land on his head. That is the best way. So, one second. How good for Kasha? This is a self contradiction. First you say Amris, first you say Havdalah with tefillah, Meshubach Yoser. Havdalah with tefillah is more preferred, is more praiseworthy than Mishi Yavdal Akois, then Havdalah Akois. Apparently, Alma, Tfilah l'chadas sagi, Havdalah during Tfilah is sufficient. V'hadat tani, then you go and you say, you conclude by saying, im hivda bazu bazu, if he makes Havdalah by Tfilah and as Tfilah ala kois, yunuchul brachas al roishoi, blessing should be, chal brachas should land on his head. Says the Gemara, that can't be so. V'kivan denafik le'bichada, once he becomes exempt, he fulfills his obligation by doing Havdalah by Tfilah, Iftar, he becomes potter. V'havi bracha shen etzricha. To go and proceed and make another havdalah, that is a unnecessary bracha. He has fulfilled his obligation in its entirety. And that is not allowed. One who makes an unnecessary bracha, it's not vera. Over mishum leisisa, he transgresses the law of leisisa. So how can you say, although he's fulfilled his obligation, he should go make a davdala again ala kais and make a bracha shen etzricha? Ela eimachi, but rather say as follows: im hivda bazuv, v'loy hivda bazuv. One makes the havdala during tefila, which is the primary of havdala, but refrains from havdala ala kais. That is great, and that yonuchul brachas al roishai, he should have brachas chal land on his head. So according to this shita, bracha betfila is the primary bracha. The havdala betfila is primary and is not meant to be supplemented with an additional havdala al kais. Says the gemara, bayim inay rav chizma rav sheshes, to bazu bazu. Let's say one errs, he omits in both of them. He doesn't say as Abdullah during tefillah, and then he goes ahead and he eats prior to Abdullah al-Kais. Ma, what is that halacha? Amar lay to bazu bazu, chayz al-Rosh. Needs to go back, explains Rashi. Chayz al-Rosh means the tefillah ul-Kais. Not only does he need to make Abdullah al-Kais, he needs to go back to his tefillah, although ordinarily one omits Abdullah during his tefillah, he can always resort to his Abdullah al-Kais. He need not repeat his tefillah again, but in this case, that he has eaten, he ate before he made any Abdullah, he gets a knas, a penalty. He needs to go back and do both again. He needs to do tefillah again as well as havdalah kois. Amale concludes the Gemara. Amale Ravina l'Rav Hilchasamai. What is the final ruling regarding havdalah? Amale ki kiddush. It is similar to the halacha of kiddush. What do we find by kiddush? Ma kiddush. Af agav de mekadosh b'tzloisa. Even though we recite, we speak about kiddush Shabbos in tefillah. Nevertheless, mekadosh hakasa, one needs to supplement that and add kiddush al hakos. So too regarding havdalah, af havdalah nami af agav de mavdal b'tzloisa. Although he makes havdalah during his tefillah, mavdal hakasa, he makes havdalah in addition on a cup of wine. So in conclusion, initially there was a takana to make havdalah b'tefillah. Then Klal Yisrael became more affluent, so they were mesaken havdalah al hakos. Then they reverted back and they were masakan Abdullah during tefillah. What is the final halacha? We have a machlekes. One shita says one is meant to make Abdullah but tefillah. Once he's mavdal but tefillah, he may not. He's not meant to make an additional Abdullah al-Kais. The final ruling of the Gemara Hilchasa is that yes, we're meant to do both Abdullahs. First, but tefillah, and then afterwards, al-Kais, as is our common practice. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Leza Oyme Bahida. The Mishnah listed us three shitas, three opinions regarding Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. According to Tanna Kamma, it is said in the middle of Atachoinen, the Bracha of Chachma. According to Rekiva, Oimer Bracha Revias Rifnei Atzma, we designate a separate Bracha for Havdalah. According to Blezer, it is said, Behoida, in the Bracha of Moedim, we thank Hashem, we appreciate that Hashem gave us the opportunity to value, to appreciate Kedusha Shabbos, and we make that distinction between Kedusha Shabbos and the mundane weekdays. Now what about Yom Tov? That is Chal b'Matzei Shabbos, a Yom Tov falls out on Matzei Shabbos. We don't daven the regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and we don't have Atachoinen. So when are we meant to recite Havdalah? Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira havi rochiv chamra, he was riding a donkey. Havakosh shakel v'azel Rechiv b'Abba Masrei. Rechiv b'Abba was following behind. Amrle, he asked Reb Zeira the following question. Vadei da amrisu m'shei Reb Yechanan. Is it true that you say in the name of Reb Yechanan, halachak Reb Elezer, that we follow the opinion of Reb Elezer and recite Havdalah in Brichas Moedim? When do we do that? B'Yom Tov Shechalias Achar Shabbos. Is that true? Amar Lei. So Rav Zeira says, one second, why do you say Halacha Reb Elezer? The Halacha follows the opinion of Reb Elezer. Mechlal de Pli. Do you imply that there's anybody that disagrees with Reb Elezer? So this is how Rav Zeira responds in amazement. Why do you think that anybody disagrees with Reb Elezer? Says, well, one second, what do you mean, does anybody disagree? We have two shitas. We have Chachamim, we have Rabbi Kiva. Says Gemara, v'loy pligi, there's no disagreement about pligi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon disagree with Rebbelezer. Says Gemara, no. Aim with the pligi Rabbanon. Rabbanon only oppose Rebbelezer, but Shoyim is Hashana. On a regular weekday night that we recite the Tefillah Sachoyd and we have Atachoynein, Rabbanon hold that we mention Abdullah and Atachoyn. However, Biyomtev, Shecholiyas Achash Shabbos, a Yomtev that falls out on Matzah Shabbos, when we do not daven the ordinary weekday davening, we have no atachoinen, we plead. Do then the Rabbanan disagree with Blazer? Certainly in that case they agree with him. We have no choice, we must insert Havdalah into Moedim. So that is what Rav Zeira meant when he said, What do you mean there's a disagreement? There's no disagreement in the case of Yom Tov. Says, well, one second, what about Rabbi Akiva? There's another opinion of Rabbi Akiva that holds that Havdalah is meant to be recited in a separate bracha. So perhaps that's what he was referring to. When he asked Rabbi Zeira, does the halacha follow Rabbi Lezer? What he meant to say is that it's opposed to Rabbi Akiva's shita. Says, well, no. Rabbi Akiva's shita, we don't follow Rabbi Akiva's shita. The entire year, do we follow Rabbi Akiva's shita? No. So that's what Rabbi Zeira meant by asking, why do you imply that there's a machlekes? We don't have another opinion. We never follow Rabbi Akiva's shita. Says the Gemara, "Atu kalashana kulam yabdinu Rabbi Akiva." Do we then follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion the entire year? The Hashu Neki v'Nevet Kavase, that now we should go ahead and follow his opinion. Kalashana kulam maya taima. Why don't we follow Rabbi Akiva the entire year? My taima leyabdinu Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we do like Rabbi Akiva and compose a new bracha for Havdalah? What is the reason? The Tamni Sri Tikkun, because the Chacham established 18 brachas for Shmoneh Esrei. Tishri like Tikkun, they did not establish 19, therefore we can't just add another bracha. And we do not do in accordance with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Here too says the Gemara, Hachanami on a Matzei Shabbos, that is also Yom Tov, Hachanami, Shev Tikkun, the Rabbanon established 7 brachas for the Shmoneh Esrei. Tikkun like Tikkun, they did not establish Tamni, did not establish 9, therefore there's no reason to entertain that we should follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion. That was Rabbi Zeira's response. Why do you imply that there is a machlekes? Meaning, there's nobody else to follow. The Rabbanon, that doesn't apply on a Yom Tov, Shechalis, Matzah Shabbos, since we don't daven a regular weekday Shmoneh Esrei, and there's no Atachoinin. Rabbi Akiva Shita, we never follow Rabbi Akiva Shita. There's no reason to think that now we should follow his opinion, and therefore certainly the only remaining Shita, the only remaining option is Rabbi Lezer, and we insert it into Birchas Hadot. Amar Lei, in any case, Rabbi Zeira responds and he says, Lav Halacha Yitmar. It wasn't said in the Lashon Halacha that we follow, we rule according to Rabbi Lezer and we go announce in the public. Ela Matan Yitmar, rather, it was a Lashon Matan. We're inclined to follow the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, as Rashi explains. Matan means that we tell an individual, a Yachid, we pask him, we tell him to follow that Shita. We don't announce in the public. The Yitmar. We follow that ruling. We announce it as a halacha. Some say matin. Some say we're merely inclined to the shita. That the chachamim agreed. They agreed to Rabbi Lezer's shita. It appears that seems the right way to conduct oneself. We don't rule that way. But if one does follow Rabbi Lezer's opinion, he need not go back. He has fulfilled. Amar Abzeira, Nekhoit Rechib Abba B'yadcha. You should grab Rechib Abba's version in your hands. It's reliable. The Daik V'gamar Shmaitim and Puma Demara Shafir. Rechib Abba is one who was very meticulous in relating the teachings of his Rebbe in a very exact form. K'Rechavad V'Pupadisa, similar to Rav Chava from Pupadisa, who also conducted himself, exemplified this trait. Amar Rav Chava, Amar Rav Yehuda, Har Abayis was stav kafla, a double stav. The stav is an area of a row of benches. Vayistav lefnim yistav was a double row of benches. And even though Rashi explains the Mishnah refers to this area as the itzdaba, he insisted on using the term stav, which was the Lashon, the term used by his Rebbe. So Rav Chiba Abba also had this type of trait that he would be very meticulous in his enunciation of his Rebbe's teachings, Rebbe's rulings, and we can rely on his version, which is that Nirin, it appears that Rabbi Lezer's Shita is the preferred manner of conducting oneself. We're meant to follow that version. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ano, lo yahi yadana, lo yahi yadana. I don't recognize this, nor that, not halacha, not matin, none of this. How is one meant to conduct himself on a Matzei Shabbos that is also Yom Tov? One is not meant to insert his Abdullah into Moedim, but rather, Ela med Rav Shmuel Yadana, I recognize the ruling of Rav Shmuel. The Tkinullah and Magnesi B'Babel, they composed, they created a pearl in Babel as follows. One is meant to recite the following text on a Yom Tov that falls out on Matzei Shabbos. We make a Havdalah of a different variety. A Havdalah that differentiates between Shabbos, which has a greater Kedusha, and Yom Tov, which has a lesser Kedusha. But Hashem, you've taught us You've informed us your righteous mishpatim, matam deinas, kusenecha. You've taught us how to do your chukim. Van tanchileinu zmanei sasan. You've inherited to us zmanei sasan, times of joy. V'chagene dava. Yom Tovim of goodwill, and you've inherited to us, bequeathed us with Kedusha Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, Ukavid Moed, Chigza Regal, Ben Kedusha Smoed, between the higher level of Kedusha Shabbos, Ben Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha Yom Tovim Dalta, you've separated, you've made a distinction between the higher level of Kedusha Shabbos and the lower level, Kedusha Yom Tov. Veshtem Ashvi, Meshesh Me'amasa Kedashta, you've sanctified Yom Ashvi Shabbos from the seven Yimei Hamasa, seven weekdays. You've dealt, you've separated. V'kidashto samchei shob josecha v'atitan lanu. And as the text continues, you've given us the Yom Tovin. As Rashi says, we conclude with the Mekadish shov azmanim. So Rav Yosi says this is the way to make Havdalah on a Yom Tov that is chal on a Matzah Shabbos. So in conclusion, regarding Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, we have three shittas. Either in Mil V'Atachonin, or Mil V'Hoidah, or a separate bracha of Bracha V'Yis Me'atzma on a Matzah Shabbos, that is also Yom Tov, we are meant to say the Nusach of Tadein Hashem Elokeinu, make Havdalah, distinction between the Kedusha Shabbos, which is greater than Kedusha's Yom Tov. Continues the Mishnah, Ha'oimer Al-Kan Tzipor Yagir Achamecha. The Mishnah will present us with some individuals that they have a unique way of addressing Hashem. Ha'omer, one says, Ha'kan tzipa yegir rachmecha, just as your compassion, your rachmanis, was extended to the bird's nest, the kan tzipa. You've instructed us to send away the mother prior to taking the children, just as your rachmanis has extended itself to the bird's nest, so too your compassion and your mercy shall extend on us. Ha'kan tzipa yegir rachmecha, or on good events, on good happenings, your name should be remembered. Or moidim moidim, he recites the word thanking Hashem twice. Meshat kenoisai, we silence these individuals. Says the Bishloimer, moidim moidim, all is well regarding one who repeats moidim twice. Meshat kenoisai, we silence him. Why? What is so bad? Meshom the michsi kishtei reshuyis. It looks like he's thanking. He's referring to two powers, and not to the single omnipower Hashem. Or, says the Gemara, Val Tovi Zechashmecha, one who says, on good things your name should be mentioned, that too is not good. Mashma La Tovi V'Lo, that implies only on good things Hashem's name should be mentioned. And we know, with now we learned in the Mishnah, Achai V'Adam L'Varach La Tovi V'Lo, one is meant to thank Hashem, bless Hashem for tragedies. K'shem Shem V'Varach La Tovi, just as he thanks Hashem and he blesses Hashem for good things. Ultimately, everything is good, everything is a toiva, everything is sourced from Hashem, who's the epitome, who's the source of goodness. Ella, but regarding the statement of Al-Kan Tzipa Ger Hamecha, what is wrong with that? Says Zimor, my time, what is wrong with that? Pligi Batem Aroim Arova. There's a machlag to me two Amaroim in Eretz Yisrael. Between Rav Yosi Ba'Avin, Rav Yosi Ba'Zvida, to explain what is wrong with saying Hashem, just as you have extended your rachmanis and mercy on the birds, do the same for us. Chadama once said the reason is Hashem matal kinem masavreishis, by announcing it in this way, he is inserting jealousy amongst the masavreishis, amongst the creatures of the world. Hashem only has rachmanis on birds and nothing else. V'chadama and once says the reason is Hashem oisem midoisev shaklash bochur rachman. He portrays the mitzvahs of Hashem as being an expression of Hashem's compassion. Ve'einan el gzeiros, they are meant to be gzeiros for us, to develop within us rachmanis and mercy and compassion. And by him framing it in the reverse, by him saying this is an expression of Hashem's compassion, he is framing it in the wrong way, in the wrong context. Says the Gemara story, how the nachas kamei de rabba, there was a shliach tzibur who davened in the presence of Rabba, and he said, Vamar, he announced as follows, Ata Hashem, you, chasta kan tzipor, you've had mercy on the kan tzipor, on the bird's nest. Similarly, Ata chus racham elein, have compassion, mercy on us. Amar Rabba, so Rabba complimented him, and he says, Kama yodai tzum rabban l'tzim l'mara. Look how this tzum rabban, this sharp talmud chacham, knows how to l'tzim l'mara, to appease his maker, to appease Hashem. Amar le Abaye, so Abaye responds, and he challenged him, he said, how do you compliment such a person? Mishnah says we're meant to silence him. Says Gemara, yes indeed. Rabbi simply wanted to challenge Abaye so that he sharpens him. He wanted to see that Abaye responds by challenging him. He wanted to sharpen his mind. Says Gemara, who the nachas kamei derchanina? There was a fellow who was a shteich tzibur in the presence of Chanina, and he composed the following text and praise of Hashem. Omar, Hakel, Hagodol, the great one, Hagibor, powerful, Vanoira, awesome, Va'adav, Va'oz, Va'yora, Chazak, strong, Va'amitz, Va'avadav, Va'nichpad. He used all these different terms to praise Hashem. Him to let to see him. Rav Chanina waited until he completed. And when he finished Kisim, he said, Amalei Samtinu, V'kul Yishvach, Edemarach. Did you finish the whole list of praises that can be given to Hashem? Why do you need to go through that whole list? Anan, we conduct ourselves in the following manner. Anan, Hanit Lasta Amrinan, the three that we do say, Hagadol, Hagibor, Noira, that we do say, that is merely as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu and Knesset Gdola setting it forth, presenting it. Ilav Damrinu Moshe Rabbeinu Baraisa, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu has said it in the Torah, and but also Anshe Knesset Gdola, the people from the Anshe Knesset Gdola would have came and were masakin and vistaknin b'tfilah, established it that we should say it in our tefillah. If not for that, lo yavinu yichoyin l'meimelu, we wouldn't have even been able to say those three praises. Hashem is so far beyond us, we can't use our limited words to relate to Hashem. It is only because they've established it for us on our behalf. So we follow that. Va'at amras kulihai, and you go ahead and you compose your own list of praises. Va'at amras kulihai va'azlas. You know what I'll tell you? It's analogous. It's a mashal melech basar adam. It's a mashal to a king. Shoyle elef alfam dinei yisrael. They had much gold. Va'yumakals noisib shal kesef. They went and they praised him for his silver. It's a degradation. It's a gnai. It's a bezoyin. It's disrespectful. Like gnai loy. It is a disgrace. So regarding Hashem, who's so great and awesome, we can't relate to Him in a limited form. We should not go ahead and use our limited capacity to relate to praise to Hashem. Let us just follow the text that was standardized for us by the Anshe Knesset Gdol. Continues the Gemara of Amar Chanina, Hakol Bidei Shamayim. All things are in the hands of heaven. A person's nature, a person's circumstance, he'll be smart, he'll be a tipesh, he'll be tall, short, asher ani, everything was decreed as Bidei Shamayim, except for spirituality. That is placed in our hands. Chutz Mir Shamayim, fear of heaven. Shenemar, Va'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Shokech Shamayimcha. What is Hashem asking of you to accomplish? Kiim, only one thing, Liyira, to have fear of Hashem. Says Gemara, what do you mean, Kiim Liyira, only fear of Hashem? Is it such a minor thing? Ati Yishmayim Milsa Zutrusihi. Is it such a small thing? It is a very great thing. It is very difficult to achieve. Why does the pasuk say only Yerushalayim? V'amar Chanina, Mishum Hashem Reichai. It is so special and great. Ein Lo Yekadosh Baruch Hu Veizkanodav. Hashem doesn't have in his treasures. Ela Oitzar, the treasure of Yerushalayim. Shenemar Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzarai. This is the treasure of Hashem. So how can you minimize the value of Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara. In yes, look at Moshe. Moshe, who was the one who said that pasuk for him, for one so great who has already acquired Yerushalayim, Milsa Dursusihi, for him it is a very minor thing, since he had already acquired it, he possesses Yerushalayim. Dar Chanina, Mashal, it is a Mashal to one, La'adam Shemavak Shemana Kli Gadol, you request of him a big vessel, V'yeshloi, and if this person really has it, Daimel of Kikli Katam, so the request isn't so great because he can easily acquire it. But if one doesn't have a Kli, and you ask him even for a small kli, katan ve'ein lo, you ask a person for a kli katan, this person doesn't have, he doesn't possess it. Doimav ki kli gadol, it appears to him the request is overwhelming. It appears to him like it's something so great because of his difficulty to acquire it. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who already acquired Yerushalayim, he relates to Yerushalayim as a minor thing, as a milta zutrusi, even though it is so great and special. Continues the Gemara, moidim moidim mishatkin oisei. If one repeats moidim twice, we silence him. Omer Rav Zeira. One repeats Shema Yisrael twice, that too is a problem. That is equal to the halacha of Moedim Moedim, and we silence him. Says Zimur, one who repeats Shema, here is a Meguna, that is disgraceful. Says Zimur, Meguna hu dehavi, it is Meguna, but we don't see that we must silence him. Shtukin l'mishatkin leh, but we don't have to silence him. So how do you say, how does Reb Zeir say that Shema Shema is equal to Moedim Moedim and requires silencing? So the Gemara like Kash is not difficult. They're speaking about two different situations. Hodam milsa milsa v'tanila. This is speaking about when the Brice is meguna, it's a disgrace, it's something not nice. That's talking about when a case where one repeats, milsa milsa, repeats the words, Shema Shema, Yisrael Yisrael. So it doesn't really make sense what he's saying. Therefore, it doesn't appear as if he's committing himself to two kingships, to two Malchus Shemayim. So it's merely Meguna. But however, when one says the Pasuk twice, first he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Kei Hashem Echad, then repeats it again. V'hodam ha-psukah p'sukah v'tanila. He repeats the Pasuk twice. In that case, Mishatkneish, we silence him. It appears perhaps that he's relating to two Rishuyahs, two powers in the world. So that is more severe. Amalei al-Prabal Abayev Dilma. Why do you silence this person that repeats Shema twice? If doing me karli kivin daite, perhaps the first time he hadn't had the proper concentration. But instead of kivin daite, the second time he properly concentrated. So why do you need to silence him? Amar leish, our Papa says chavrusa klapi Shemaya. He is relating to Hashem as a chavrusa, as a friend. He doesn't take care to have the proper concentration the first time. Chavrusa klapi Shemaya meika. If this fellow hasn't properly concentrated the first time, we hit him with a marzafta de nafcha, we hit him with a hammer of a smith, we punish him at the machaven daite until he has a proper kavana. Don't suggest that this person didn't have the proper kavana the first time. What is meant to approach Shema with the proper frame of mind, to have proper kavana. Therefore, we don't assume that that's what happened, and therefore, if he repeats Shema, we silence him, since it appears perhaps that he's connecting to two Rishuyos, and that is not what is meant to be done.